Boy, talk about a cast of thousands. We have a big group of people here today, and I'm glad that you're all here. And you had a chance to hear from South Park Children's Theater just a few weeks ago, and we wanted to have them back in anticipation of the play that they have coming up. Everybody needs headphones. Okay, you all have them. Good, because you're not going to be able to hear the music you're singing without it. Now, the first thing I want to do is meet everybody, and that's going to take a little dexterity here, but we'll get to it. If you could tell me your name, how old you are, and what part, where you're from, or what school you're from, and what you play in this production, I'd appreciate it. Can we start with you, please? I need help. Yeah. What's your name?
Samantha.
And then how old you are and where you go to school.
Okay. My name's Samantha. I'm 11 years old, and I go to South Park Middle School.
And what do you play in this play?
I play the color blue.
The color blue. Interesting, playing a color. I can't wait to learn more about the plot of this play. Let's meet who's right next to you. What's your name?
Emily.
And you know the drill now. What school do you go to? And
I go to South Park Elementary Center.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
And do you play a color too?
No, I play Alice.
Alice. So you're boring and roaring.
Yes.
We'll have to learn more about that. And we've got somebody behind here. What's your name?
I'm Carly.
Hi, Carly.
I'm 11. And I go to St. Gabriel's, and I play the color red.
The color red. And now we're going to just sort of tilt this microphone over and meet you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Emily.
Emily.
I'm 14, and I am going to South Park High School, and I play Alice's mom.
So we have red, blue, Alice, and mom. Mm-hmm. If the two of you sit close to each other, you become purple. And let's see, I meant red and blue, not mom and Alice. What's your name?
My name is Sadie. I am 7 years old, and I go to Ben Franklin.
Do you want to say hi to anybody, by the way?
My mom, my dad, my grandma, grandpa, and brother.
Excellent. And what do you play in the play?
Violet.
Violet. Oh, like purple, just like I was guessing. And let's meet who's over sitting right next to you. What's your name?
Scotland.
And where are you from, and how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And what part do you play?
I'm in the blue group.
In the blue group?
Mm-hmm.
Are there lots of blues?
No, there's only two.
Only two, so there's two. Are you a certain blue, a different kind of blue?
Well, I'm part of the Magic Man.
Ah, got it. And do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my baby brother, Mitchell.
Excellent. And I forgot to ask you guys, do any of you want to say hi? Please, go ahead.
I'd like to say hi to the South Park Drama Club kids at the car wash and my grandmother.
Oh, excellent. Is the car wash today?
Yes.
Well, great. Look for that. And anybody else want to say hello? Just slide this mic over.
I want to say hi to all my friends and my family and my grandma.
Great.
I want to say hi to my friends, my family, my two dogs, and my hamster.
And what are your dogs' names?
My dogs' names are Hercules and Apollo.
And how about your hamster?
Mr. Alfalfa.
Oh, I love it. A very nice name for a hamster, Mr. Alfalfa. And did you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to my parents, who also help with the sound at South Park Theater.
Oh, terrific. And I'm sorry I didn't do that contemporaneously when we met you guys. I should have thought about that. It's time to meet you. And are you part of the... You're not part of the blue group. Part of the magic?
I'm the Magic Man.
Ah, the Magic Man.
My name is Lauren. I'm 13, and I go to Peters Township.
And what does the Magic Man do?
He takes Alice's voice away and gives her colors in replacement.
Wow, this is a neat play. Is Alice like Alice in Wonderland, but different? No, totally different character. All right, we'll learn more about this coming up. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my family
and my brother.
How about Mr. Alfalfa?
Sure.
I think we should all say hi to Mr. Alfalfa. Hamsters never get any, you know, they don't get enough love. Let's meet our next person.
Hi, I'm Bailey. I play yellow. I go to Chartiers Valley Middle School, and I am 12 and a half, if that makes a difference.
So what makes a difference? It's all the primary colors and violet are represented so far. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'm going to say hi to my grandparents that are hopefully listening.
I hope they are. I'm sure they are. Just about everybody listens Saturday mornings. Now let's meet you. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby.
I'm 9 years old, and I go to Our Lady of Grace. Totally forgot that. I go to Our Lady of Grace School, elementary school.
And what do you play?
I play the mouse.
Ah, and do you want to say hello to anybody?
I do. I want to say hi to my friend in Colorado, who I only get to see in the summer, but I miss her a lot, and I wish that she could be here to support me, and I wish I could to say hi one more time to her.
What's her name?
Anika.
Well, I'm sure she'll get a chance to hear you online. You could send this link to her when it's ready. And since you play a mouse, you probably should say hi to Mr. Alfalfa, too.
Hi, Mr. Alfalfa.
Let's meet who's sitting next to you. What's your name?
My name's Abby, and I'm 9 years old, and I go to Boylan Elementary School. And I'd like to say hi to my family and my friends.
Very good. And what do you play?
I play a Blue Man Group.
A Blue Man Group?
The Blue Man Group.
The people, okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to understand. So there's some percussion probably in this play. And now we have four more cast members to meet. And then, I'm sorry, we'll be out of town. The time, there won't be a performance. No, I'm just kidding. What's your name?
My name's Sierra.
Say that again.
Sierra.
Sierra. That was me, not you. And, what do you play?
I play indigo, the color indigo.
Ah, lots of nice colors. Do you want to? How old are you?
I'm 8.
And do you want to say hi to anybody?
I want to say hi to my pappy that is listening to us right now.
Great. And what school do you go to?
I go to Homeville Elementary School.
Thank you. And let's meet you.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and I'm 11, and I go to Harrison Middle School, and saying a shout out to all my friends and family.
Great. And
I'm green.
Green. So just a few more colors. We're getting a lot of colors here. And let's meet you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Trisha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 12 years old, and I go to South Park Middle School. And I play Alice's older sister, Becca.
Excellent. And then we have you sort of all the way in the corner. I'll make sure this mic picks you up. What's your name?
Sadie.
How old are you, Sadie?
I'm 7.
And where do you go to school?
Homeville Elementary School.
Ah, is this your sister?
Yes.
I thought so. You look like sisters. What part do you play?
I play Alice's little sister.
Ah, and so you've got two sisters here, sort of. Your real sister, and then Alice is your sister. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yes, I want to say hi to my pep that's at work.
Excellent.
He's listening.
Now, did anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say?
I'd also like to make a shout-out to my friends and family who always support me through everything.
Excellent. And let me ask your stage manager to sort of scoot up near to the microphone, just so there's an... he's the only guy amidst a cast here.
He is.
3, 6, 9... He's the only one. 13, 14. There's a cast of 15 girls. Your mom is here, too.
Yes.
Are you in the play?
I'm the director.
Okay, you're the director. So, wow. Tell me your name.
I'm Adam.
Adam, how old are you? Where do you go to school?
I am 18. I'm going to Clarion University.
Oh, excellent. You know, we're carried on Clarion's radio station.
Oh, really?
So your classmates may be tuned in right this very moment. So how do you do this? Are you... it's summertime, so you've got the summer off, I guess, to do this. What are you studying?
Well, right now I'm interning at South Park as an intern. They hire like 5 interns, and I'm one of them. And this is part of my job to stage manage, and I volunteered to stage manage my mom's show. So it's quite fun.
I'll bet. That's an interesting dynamic to be ordered around by your mother in this context. So Can you, we're about to hear four selections from the show. Can you sort of set up what the show's about or what we might need to know? Or do you want to turn to your mom, the director?
I'll turn to my mom on that there.
Okay, well, we'll turn to her, and I'll ask you to identify yourself by name, please.
Hi, I'm Donna Winter, and I'm the director of Roaring Boring Alice. And the musical came about when Kathleen Caliendo, who runs the joint over at South Park, asked her friend, Patty Mirsky, who wrote the book, to create a musical based on the book Roaring Boring Alice. So this has been an adventure from the very beginning, with the script changing and the music being added and the girls learning all of the parts. So that's how Roaring Boring Alice came about. It's been quite interesting for us to bring this on the stage for the very first time at South Park.
Now, is there anything we need to know for context before we hear these kids sing?
Well, we're going to let Mouse do her little intro. She acts as the narrator and kind of lets the kids know. We like to keep the interactive part of South Park on with the kids on listening and participating. So Mouse is going to give you the background of basically what happens in Roaring Boring Alice.
Well, perfect. Well, everybody's able to hear, right? So we're going to get started with a few selections from the play. I'll give you all of the show times after you hear these performances. But right now, live on the radio, you've got members of the cast of Roaring Boring Alice.
Can I just have Mouse say
hers? Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's She's all right.
Gonna talk first.
She's going to talk first. Yeah. Got it. You'd think we'd work these things out.
This story is about Alice. Alice is just a regular kid with a little extra spunk. She thinks she's always right, and she always tries to get her way. And she talks a lot, you know, regular kid stuff. Here's the twist. When she doesn't get her way, her voice gets really, really loud. And Mom doesn't approve of her loud voice or any bad behavior. She says, Alice, don't forget your manners. And Alice, lower your voice. I can't hear myself think. And my personal favorite is Alice, stop pouting before you trip on your lip. Personally, I don't mind the loudness, because Alice's big, loud voice saves my little life. Yes, sir, she screamed at the top of her lungs, just as Whiskers was ready to pounce on me for dinner. Can you imagine almost getting eaten alive by a cat? Thank goodness for Alice. I'm glad you came today, because something exciting is going to happen, and I just know it. Everyone, let's listen and watch carefully, because today we are not only going to hear Alice's voice, we are also going to get to see Alice's voice, too. And that's where the colors come.
Interesting. Well, here we go. We're going to get ready.
Yay.
Provided we get your music going. Let me try something. You guys are getting the good experience of live theater here. Here we go.
Nobody pouts better than I really twist my lips. I stomp my feet and put my hands on my hips, and sometimes in a long, loud sigh. Oh nope, nobody pouts better than I. Nobody bores me more than I. Got nothing to do all day. I sit around, don't like to play. I really wish that I could fly. Oh nope, nobody bores me more than I. Nobody shouts louder than I really make a scene. My face gets red, my eyes turn green, and my voice reaches the sky. Oh nope, nobody shouts louder than I. Smile, it glows. My shiny hair, my cute little nose, the sparkles in my eye. Oh nope, nobody adores me more than I. I am my own best friend. I am my own best friend.
Beautifully done. And now
thank you.
We go to our next selection, which is called The Scene is Time Out, or The Song is Time Out.
I don't know what has happened to my happy little child. Must have been I've gone wrong somewhere. She really drives me wild. Life used to be so simple with baby Alice sweet. Her rosebud mouth, her quiet coo, her tiny little feet. I don't know how it happened, but Alice is a crank. An 8-year-old impossible, was it something that she drank? Her sisters are like angels, she acts more like a troll. Even though they all are fed from the same exact soup bowl. I wonder when it happened, when did Alice find her voice? When did temper tantrums become her favorite choice? Her demanding personality she could have learned in school. But I suspect her father's side, his family's rogue gene pool. Is all this fussing? What should a mother do? I really need to stop this, but I have not got a clue. Why do you think she seems to live her life behind my broom? It's only quiet in our home with Alice in her room. Today she has had her chances, but her choices have been wrong. She is going for a timeout, she won't be up there long. When she's alone up in her room, the roaring always stops. She's usually back, a happy child, in just 10 minutes tops.
That was beautifully done. And now, I don't know who... We have a rap that's going to be done unaccompanied. And who are the singers of this? Let's make sure that you are mic'd well. And I'm just going to let you take it away whenever you're ready.
I am the magic man. I heard a lot of yelling. I'm not a fan.
He doesn't like the yelling, and he has a plan.
I live under the ground when you scream and shout. My head starts to pound.
Her screaming made the ground shake. Now he has a headache.
Your voice is extra loud, so I'm using special magic, and I'm very proud.
Her loss of voice is tragic. He's using special magic.
I took her voice away. It spread across the sky in a big bouquet.
Colors are the way to go. Her voice is now a pretty show.
Your words have no sound. They're made of every color I could find around.
It's a little bit absurd that he colored all her words.
Now that you're center stage, we can see the magic without any rage.
Her voice is now on stage. He colored all her rage.
Your voice is everywhere. It's bouncing off the walls and up into the air.
He flung her voice up high. It's roaring in the sky.
I like this colorful show. It's really very awesome with your voice aglow.
He likes her fancy voice. He's giving her a choice.
You have a choice, my dear. Be nice, and the colors will all disappear.
He wants her to be nice. She has to pay the price.
It's time for me to go, but if you yell again, then I'll be sure to know.
She needs to make a choice if she wants to hear her voice.
That was really well done. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to scenes from Roaring, Boring Alice, which I see here is subtitled A Story of the Aurora Borealis, which helps... put some things in perspective for me. The playwright is Patricia Mirsky. The music melodies are from Natalia Martirosova, and the arrangement is Steve Derbish, the lyrics Patricia Mirsky, and it's running at the South Park Children's Theater with really inexpensive tickets, really a token admission of just $2, Monday at 6:30, Tuesday at 10 and 6:30, and Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And the runtime will be August 1st through 10th. There is one more show or one more song that you're going to get a chance to hear. And it's, the name of this one will be obvious. I want to thank you all for being here. Or the reference will be obvious. And it looks like this is going to feature the whole cast, I bet. Mm-hmm. It's called Roy G. Biv.
Red is hot, and red.
congratulations to the cast. You guys did a great job. And Samantha has a note. Where's Samantha? Right, Samantha, there you are. Samantha, you've got a note that came in by email. Do you want to guess who it's from? It's somebody. Somebody sent you a note, and I lost it. It's coming back. Hang on. It's from Mama and Papap, Mima and Papap. You guys did a great job, always knew the show. Oh, it's for everybody. You guys did a great job, always knew the shows you put on when you were little would pay off. We love you. So well done. Bravo. And August 1st through 10th, and the website, if you would like more information, is South Park Theater with a R-E at the end, .com, South Park Theater. com. Thanks to everybody as we broadcast live.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thanks. As we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger and 14 folks. Oh, who isn't here? Can somebody say the name of who isn't here? Who is that? Who isn't here?
Orange.
Amanda Savage.
Orange. Amanda.
Amanda Savage.
So, Amanda, we want to wish her good luck in the play, too. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCE TV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh. And live and on demand at slbradio.org. In just moments, you're going to get to hear some great old-time Appalachian music from a duo that I'm really thrilled to be meeting this morning and hearing this morning for the first time. I hear that Justin and Ashley are great. Lost in the Holler is the name of their group. 87 degrees for the high today and tomorrow. No rain in the forecast. 64 tonight. Clear. Maybe you'll see the aurora borealis. Low of 64 degrees. Currently, it's 79 in Grove City, 75 in Washington, Clarion, and New Concord. A comfortable 73 in Indiana, Pennsylvania. And it's 77 degrees at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.